But I think that that is a deeper issue. I would not encourage females or women to go after that issue in the way of finding better daycare. Even if they do that in the beginning, I think we got to look at families. And we got to look at how these sometimes causes that. I believe that parents should have to look for. And people say, oh, you're the idealist. No, if we have women looking for better daycare all the time, the issue remains all the time. Mm-hmm. We have to go beyond, got to go deeper to the root of the cause.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all, Corey. I would not disagree with you there. But while we are moving toward
I understand.
Still many women in Barbados who are negotiating motherhood as single mothers.
I want to get to the line. I don't want the line to get to my two topics, but I want to touch on. I want to ask these two things, and then we open up completely to the lines. Mm-hmm. We take a break, and then we we can take the break before we take the line, right? Right, producer? All right, just let me put these two things and then we take the break. New age relationships. I want to put it to you. I did some sessions with UWE Heart with some university students. And I was not totally surprised, but just taken back a bit that I've seen how fundamentally the female-male relationship and how they're seen has evolved. A lot of the males in the session I was dealing with, they don't see what you describe as the better than and so on. They're like, why do the girls have to go there? We should all be equal, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Even within my youth group, the guys would be like, why the girls can't get point track? Why they ain't going to get inside? Why is there's this like
leveling
mm-hmm. off that has. So you will see that as the success of the feminist / womanist movement over a period of time. I see you smirking and looking proud. Okay. But that is very, very interesting.
They are gains.
But then the chivalry goes. So there's a con to it.
Well, the chivalry shouldn't go, because if people are emotionally intelligent, then the chivalry should start to come from both angles. So mm-hmm. a woman should know that she needs to make her man feel supported and needed and that kind of thing. And he should know that he needs to do the same, right? It shouldn't go.
You don't walk in the traps at all. I'm about to say you want it from both sides. You want cake, I want eat it.
It shouldn't go at all. The young people in this society are definitely, as you put it, they can be seen as the gains of the work that we are trying to do. Our children, children older than them, are seeing life and are seeing possibilities that, you know, we didn't even benefit from in the same way that they're benefiting from them. So they are gains. I don't want to sound like a doomsday person. But then there is this pervasive, overarching, cultural, stubborn perception that remains with us as Caribbean people in terms of the roles of men and the roles of women and what should be acceptable and not acceptable. And both of them coexist at the same time. One of the sweetest, sweetest things I love to see across Barbados now is a man walking with his children, picking up his children from school, kissing up his child at the bus stop, hugging up his child. And I would admit that we are seeing a lot more of that. There are some fathers now who, as mothers, are at university and that kind of thing. They're just taking the whole mandate, the children, the house cleaning, everything. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But then there's other stuff too. And it's all of that.
Ball. Anyhow, this is Brass Tack Sunday in association with Williams Industries Incorporated.
You do not have to be a roofing expert to know that a metal sheet will rust where it is joined. That is one reason why the beautiful permaclad U-panel and R-panel roof sheet sold at Williams Metals will outlast other roofing materials. Permaclad, colorclad, and corrugated sheets are cut to the exact length that you will need, up to 40 feet and even longer. That means no joints from ridge to eave. Colorclad sheets come with a factory painted finish in white, blue, green, red, brown, and yellow, and are fitted with screws for added resistance, tested to withstand high winds up to 130 miles an hour. Get a rail roof supplied at competitive prices. Delivered to you today from Williams Metals. Simply call Williams at Kane Garden St. Thomas 425-2000 or Lowlands Christ Church 428-1500.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
23 minutes before noon, we go right to the telephone lines and we say good morning and welcome Brass Tack Sunday. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm well.
All righty.
Corey, good. Welcome to your guest. Good morning to your guest and you. Sometimes it seems as though the conversation with the guests keep going on and on, you're on in line, and you forget what you're going to say, you know?
You gotta make notes. You see, with Brass That Sunder, be prepared my first 20 minutes out front for my guests. And if the real interesting, we're going past 20 minutes. Well, so remember that Sunday is a panel discussion with calls, yeah, another call-in program with a guest. So the guests will take prominence, but make your little notes and when you come on, hit it for six. Yeah. So let me hit it out to the part now.
What it was really, the discussion was so interesting, but yet still, I had points. I could say something, but I didn't write them down. But so the ones I remember, I would just say it now.
Okay.
Now, let's look at a biblical word. That's a biblical expression. Now, God made man, right? And he created woman. And woman was supposed to be the companion for man. Now, it seems as though the women would like to change. They don't have much love for men as before, and they are more outrageous. They're more intelligent. I must say that than some of the men. And I find that women seem to think that they are equal to men. It's not so. It would never be so. Women would always be women. And if you go into a gender line, going on that line, you're going to find this. Women will always find disrespect because men look at women as a different kind of symbol. When a woman get on a bus and she look distressed or with bags, most of the time a fellow, a man, will get up and let her sit because he recognizes it's a woman. And that's what women are supposed to be treated. But if women feel that they are, you know, superior or the same equal as men, then I got a problem with that. Very much so.
All right, let's take a pen. Let me let the guest respond.
I'm so thankful to him for his honesty, because the reality is that this is the cultural stubbornness that I was talking about that remains. Now, if you have grown up in a Christian orientation, then you believe that woman was made to be the helpmeet, they used to call it, of a man. But the Christian orientation is only one approach to life. I do not believe in Christianity. So I just believe that we have two manifestations of human on the earth, woman and man. And I believe that there are things that men can do and there are things that women can do and there are things that they can come together to do. And that is just it. And I don't believe that there was ever a time, or that there ever needs to be a time, when one of them was seen as superior to the other one. We just both bring different skill sets to the table.
Carla, I want to jump in with the biblical part, because Marcia says she don't believe in Christianity. I somewhat believe in it, and I'll tell you why somewhat, because the way y'all interpret it, I think y'all turn a lot of people off from it. I don't think that the Bible has been seen as a major problem in terms of the whole patriarchal system of the world, one of them, right? Mm-hmm. But when I read the original text of the Bible, the first translation, it talks about the companion, as you rightfully said. The New Age Bible has helper. So that creates a problem. Every time you interpret the Bible, every time you translate the Bible, you lose a little bit more. Carl, you with me?
Yeah, you're perfectly right.
If you look at the Bible, how metaphorical it is, you recognize that even in the Bible, it talks about taking from the side of man. Mm-hmm. And the theologists actually say it was not taken from the back side of the man. It wasn't taken from the front bone. It was taken from the side because they were supposed to be equal and walk side by side. And if you want to challenge me now on the equal part, God himself said all of us are equal. All men are equal. Because you see, we mix up different and equal. So the men and women will always be different always. But they're always equal. Even in the workplace, you and the boss are equal generally. You can't do the same thing, but you're still equal men, equal man, equal woman,
right.
Everybody. You're saying it right, but you just say you can't believe that women want to be equal to men.
You cannot be equalizing yourself with a woman with a man. a man can't bear a child. He could exactly. give
it. Right, but that, so that means they're different.
A man
but
yeah. never, ever bear a child.
Right.
But a is the definition of equal that have us here?
I guess.
If that's equal, then you see how it's crossed itself with the Bible? Mm-hmm. If how a man could be equal with a woman, but a woman could bear a child, he can't.
I don't want to get ridiculous, but let me, I just want to try something. No, I want to try something.
I'll answer. Because they have different physiological attributes. That doesn't stop them from being equal. That makes them different, which is what the point that Corey is making.
Well, different. Well, okay, different.
But they're still equal.
Different. Okay, sir. A pencil and pain. Right? Which one of them are better? A pencil or pain? You know, I would say they're equal writing tools, but they're different. Do you understand?
It depends on what you want it for.
Correct.
That's it, caller.
All right, sir. Thank you.
If you want somebody to bear a child, you need a woman.
Correct.
If you want somebody to lift up too heavy bag, you need a man.
We laughing, but didn't our first caller actually really pointed? That type of sentiment would creates a lot of problems. We can't look at this through our lens.
Yeah. And that is why I was thankful to him for his honesty because that's where we have to start. I don't necessarily see his view as problematic as much as I want to be able to do what we just did and engage him and begin to plant another type of seed. Because, I mean, you can hear from the caller's voice that he is, you know, in a particular age group. They would have been taught a particular thing at school. Their life realities would have reinforced a particular thing. So we can't necessarily get upset at people who bring that view to the table as much as that we want to create the space for them to understand that the world has changed. It has evolved, and that is no longer the way that a whole lot of us have been taught it and experience it.
Well, differently equal.
Differently
equal. Brass that Sunday, a good morning. I hope that doesn't set the tone. The point was really going educational way. You are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, on the question of the garbage collection.
No, wrong. Hold on. Wrong program. We're talking the agenda of gender. That garbage, we could do that from tomorrow. No hard feelings. We got it? Oh, sorry. Okay. Corey, that first caller want licks. One of the religious overlays needs to be removed. All too subjugating women to second-class citizens is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all take off the scab to this female. Okay, I got to read that later. I got to edit that. I want editing. Brass that Sunday. Good morning.
A pleasant morning to all.
Good morning.
Involved in the program today.
Mm-hmm.
Is your topic mainly solely dealing with women?
No. We're dealing with the agenda of gender, the Workley National Organization of Women, particularly on this day.
Okay. I listened to your opening statements. I listened to your guest's opening statements, and you were talking something just now about age group. According to what the man said, maybe he may be older, and I agree with both Corey and your guest. I'm not sure of her name.
Marsha Haynes-Lean.
Yes, but what the caller should also remember is that when he was talking about man is not equal to woman, remember that the laws of the land, and the Bible also says obey the laws of the land. So which means that the laws of the land will have something talking about equality.
Mm-hmm.
And Marsha was correct when she says we are different. A man is different to a woman in the physical structure. But when he was talking about if you go in the bus and the way a woman look, you were given to a woman because she's a woman. A woman will also give in to an older man because of maybe his physical challenges or whatever it may be. But the thing about it is when we are talking about equality, we're not talking about the physical aspects of either man or woman. Am I correct, ma'am, Marsha?
You are listening.
Right, because it is that, as you say, when women go to do certain jobs that a man would do, the woman may end up getting less pay because they look at it before that it was a man-dominated job.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can go and pull or bend 4 ounces of steel to help make a house or a building, I should be paid the same money
mm-hmm.
that the man himself does, or what we call the layman,
mm-hmm.
lifting up blocks and whatnot. So I think it is not that women are being feminists or not that we want to take over, but in today's world, there are a lot of changes. And I think the most thing about it is that we do not like change. Mm-hmm. And that is my quote for the day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Brasat Sunday, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Lane.
Yes, please.
Good morning to you and to your guests. Mm. I just wanted to give thanks to SPC. Can I do that here for a trading commission?
No, we do that during the week. I don't want to be too harsh on it, but I want to keep the program focused. All right? Thanks. Brasat Sunday, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Lane, and good morning to Ms. Marcia Hines Lane.
Hello.
Yes, please.
This is Mr. Cyrus. Mm-hmm. And I am having great difficulty. The gentleman who called earlier, I think he's not an anomaly. He is reflective of how many males mm-hmm. think. And mm-hmm. notice I use the term males as opposed to men. Okay. Because they're different. See? Because, and he started by saying, I think he said, his word system was that God made Adam and he created Eve. Well, I don't think he's a theologian, so he should leave theology alone, but if he wants to make those quotations, that's an incorrect quotation, because the Bible is very clear in Genesis when it says, and he created them both male and female, in the image of he created them both male and female. So God created both Adam and Eve, that's one. Two, the differences in gender are unique, but so are the differences in all living creatures, because we all have differences. God didn't make, in fact, if you look at how God made things, even the snowflakes are different. Mm. If you look at the giraffes and the things, they got these markings on them, and we've just discovered that males now can be identified by their fins, because they're different. And because you're different does not make you inferior. And nor does it make you good or bad because you're different. And it is time that we get these things through the heads of our people.
What do you say to those, though, that argue in the animal kingdom there's a hierarchy? So the lion is king of the jungle, they're predator, they're prey. How do you speak to that?
Because that's something that has, over time, he has established a dominance there. And so that might be true.
We're going right back into the realm of the people now with the word dominant. The word dominant made Marsha flip her head up there. That's how bad it is. And if it was a reflex.
I think that we only highlight the instances in the animal kingdom where the male is dominant. But that's not all across the animal kingdom. There are some parts of the animal kingdom where the female
is dominant. Are you looking at male, female? You're looking at different animals in terms of...
If you, as someone who's worked extensively over some 5 decades with families and people, if you look at marriages that are successful, in successful marriages, the rightful role of a man and a woman is understood and it is respected. You see, for instance, there's a text used in the Bible where in Ephesians, and they talk about, women subject to their husbands. But that text begins with the following statement. Husbands, love your wives, and as God loved the church and gave himself for her. And if men love their wives, in the same context, then there's no woman who would not play her role as a mother and as a wife effectively. Because, for instance, in the workplace, when you go to work, you have a boss, a supervisor, a manager. Be he male or female, does that mean that you see yourself as inferior to that person because of the role they occupy? I would like to think not. So when we come on the air and we make these statements about, women being inferior or men being superior, that is as false as anything, and there is nothing in the Bible to support that kind of doctrine.
And I also Thanks. Thank him for introducing mm-hmm. that, because mm-hmm. that's one of the other points at which people also get a little bit emotional when in my view there's no need to be emotional, because women are asking for space to live our lives as equal mm-hmm. does not also mean that we cannot do other things in the same way that we have done them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman who is living her life in a society that is fully supportive of her and her needs doesn't necessarily have a problem with being a mother if she chooses to be a mother. She might not necessarily have a problem with cooking a meal for her husband, but we remove licks for not cooking a meal for your husband. That is the part that we really want to remove more than cooking a meal.
I want to put my hand in the air, only so I won't be a hypocrite,
mm-hmm.
and point out, because I think that there are some healthy relationships out there, and I believe mine to be one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I want to personalize, but I think mm-hmm. that we have to get persons to show what may be working. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times we only see what is not working
mm-hmm.
in the front of the page per on page three.
Right, right.
For me, My wife used to see herself as a feminist. I don't know if she still does. She was in feminist movement and all of that. But yet she believed, because she was raised with her grandparents, that you should take care of your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So I get taken care of really good.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I understand a happy wife is a happy life. Mm-hmm. So the roles, and I've always said I had no problem when we first came in, a lot of communication through marriage counseling. We actually identified, and both of us love to talk. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, the communication is key.
Yeah.
So when I recognize, okay, I'm the better cleaner, so I clean.
Mm-hmm.
Not because for 1,000 years women are supposed to be barefoot, pregnant, and cleaning, mm-hmm. that she should clean. And I find that that works really well.
Mm-hmm.
And the house is very, very happy. And we're all, and I think that people can draw from what works best for them, as opposed to looking at a historical context that has not been working.
That is the real point right there. I think that relationships, intimate partner relationships, are very subjective. People in those relationships need the space to decide what works for them. I think the underarching thing, and I realize, Corey, that we've been using this term, but we haven't defined it, so maybe we should, in case people don't know. The underarching thing is that people need to be emotionally intelligent.
Yes, I was going to tell you that, because on the chat, people are like, oh, they like these buzz phrases. So you need to break down these phrases.
Emotional intelligence basically is the capacity to be aware of and control and express one's emotions, and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and emphatically. So empathy is the point at which you're not only understanding your own needs and your own view of the world, but also somebody else's needs and their view, and how their view might be different from yours. And the fact that because theirs is different from yours doesn't mean that, you know, it has to end up in a conflict, how to diffuse conflict, how to offer support. All of those things are a part of emotional intelligence. And once at the core of any type of role play, a couple has emotional intelligence and respect, I think, you know, pretty much outside of that, there is no other demand. They should just do what they need to do to be able to negotiate life as a partnership.
I want to flip the script here now. In terms of looking at an opposite reaction, we are now not where women are seen as inferior or unfeared or whatever, but the opposite in the court system, where men now mm-hmm. are seen as being unfeared and so on. There's a perception, and I would say a reality for a lot of men, where they go to court. And because a lot of, you know, the concept men are dogs, passing through the system, men doing things, I believe that genuine men are caught in the trap. What's your take on that?
There is that perception out there, and I'm not mm-hmm. going to deny that it is not a perception, because mm-hmm. it is. However, I believe that the reality differs from the perception.
I differ with you.
Okay,
because
no problem.
Faith Marshall Harris sat just where you sat. No, not that chair. She sat in that chair. And she said yes, even in reflection of her own judgments, mm-hmm. that is the reality in the court system. So I'm putting to you, it's not a perception, it is a reality.
Okay, here is what I think is the bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals who negotiate the court system in Barbados as married people, so rather that's a dissolution of the marriage, rather that's mm-hmm. custody, whatever, coming out of a marriage, they have a different experience of the system than people who are in cohabiting relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it's so much unfairness of man and woman as much as it is an issue of class in Barbados. And
so,
I think
the married ones get a better break.
I
could see that happening.
That's
because both of them come suit up with some big lawyers, called money involved. You understand?
And not only but that, it is also the distinction between
mm-hmm.
how matters are managed in the high court system versus how matters are managed in the magistrate court system. That is really, to me as well, what causes some of the different experiences. Once you're married, for example, and you have children coming out of that union, as a part of the overall dissolution of the marriage, the custody, the maintenance, and the access to the children is all negotiated at that singular point. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have, you know, individuals who don't have a marriage, they have some other kind of union, you might have all of those things being negotiated, a piece here, a piece there, that kind of thing. And like you rightly said, with a divorce, people get lawyers. People need lawyers to be able to go through a divorce process in Barbados. Whereas if you're in another kind of union, you don't necessarily benefit in the same way from having the support of you know, a lawyer or somebody else.
In a case like that, though, the majority, I think that if you have an equal case, and I do know that men do get custody, but in the majority cases, you will know the female gets the custody. And I think that that perpetuates the problem we were talking about earlier, where females have to go and look for daycare, because it is the belief of the system, including the court, that the, and it is a reality to an extent, that women are the more nurturing,
the court doesn't believe that. So the court, where two individuals have a child, and there is a dissolution of a marriage, or a relationship or whatever, it is left to the two people to decide who is going to be the custodial parent, which is the one that the child lives with, and who is going to be the visiting parent.
When there is a fight,
right.
Who comes out?
Now, when there is a fight, that is a whole different dynamic. First of all, when there is a fight, the court is going to be inclined to do what is in the best, what is seen to be in the best interest of the child.
Give it to the mother.
No. What I know is supposed to happen, and I could agree with you that we need to strengthen this a whole lot more, is that there needs to be investigation where there is a fight to determine what is actually in the best interest of the child. And not only investigation, but investigation done by officers who are trained and competent to do the investigation. Now, Corey, here's the thing, the elephant in the room that nobody speaks about. In a lot of cases where there is a fight over a child in the Barbadian context, that fight, in a lot of cases, originates from intimate partner violence and other issues that are happening at the time of the dissolution. And that child becomes a part of the struggle for power that a perpetrator might feel that they're losing.
On one side
and
of
notice
it.
I'm using very gender neutral language.
But that's more men on that end. There are women who, as you know, weaponize the whole thing. And maintenance.
Also weaponize.
I remember I did a show on Hot Talk, and the women told me point blank, listen about your child, I got to get at he. I said, wait, so you don't care about your child? Yeah, I care about he, but I care more about getting at he. And I'm like, these people for real? We talking about a child.
I accept that that happens too. But I find that at the point where you offer a woman with that kind of mindset an opportunity to have a discussion, an opportunity to be able to talk out the vexations, because let's not pretend
we need
that
more of those mechanisms.
Dissolutions, we do.
Yeah,
I would agree with you on that. But I find that in those cases, you can kind of move a woman to understanding that maintenance and access cannot be how she plays out her hurts and her ego issues and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. On the flip side of it, though, it is always more difficult to get over to a man who has been a perpetrator of intimate partner violence. Mm-hmm. Because to begin with, the things that dispose him to that type of behavior do not allow him to consider what's in the best interest of anybody but himself.
I can tell you, I grew up watching situations like that, not directly in my home, but my uncle, different things, and things like cornflakes can make a huge difference. When a woman said, well, you've got to send cornflakes for him, and I can use the cornflakes, and my boyfriend can use it, and it made me make certain decisions in my own life at the time, the age of 9, that I ain't going through that. Mm-hmm. And my children ain't going through that.
But you see, that's really because you're also an emotionally intelligent human being, and you realize that if something has not worked for somebody else, then we don't necessarily have to do it moving forward.
2 minutes afternoon. This is Brass Tack Sunday in association with Williams Industries Incorporated.
Now is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipes, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing materials.
So building supplies, big or small, and Brilliance Metals, we have it all. And Brilliance Metals, we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
2 minutes afternoon, saying good afternoon to all of you now joining us, coming home from church, getting that rice and stew, be it pork or be it chicken, going in the oven.
Or fish. Or ripe pizza or fish.
Or fries. Good afternoon to you and thank you for joining us. We are talking with the president of the National Organization of Women, Mrs. Marsha Hines-Lane, and we are talking about the agenda of gender. We say good afternoon to our next caller. You are on the air.
Mr. Lane.
Yes, please.
This is Anthony.
Anthony Hope. Yes, please.
Good afternoon to all the listening audiences. Your guest, Mrs. Hines-Lane, is her name.
Yes, please.
And to you, sir. How are you?
I am fine, man. What about you? I haven't heard you in a while.
Well, I'm not that well. However, I'm still alive.
Good, good. Still above the ground and kicking.
Now, first, I want to make my premises by saying that there is no fidelity in the reproduction of a man and woman species. A woman is reproduced exactly like a woman, and a man exactly like a man. So therefore, at that level, there's no equality. I believe, in my opinion, from studying that...
Baby, don't go on too fast. If you lost us with the premise, everything else after that can be a problem.
No,
back it up.
Equality is in the culture. In other words, the practice of the real life, women want equality just like men. But a woman cannot be equal to a man. The genomes are completely different. They are not equal.
So they're different.
They're not equal
either. They're not equal.
We're equal human. We're equal, different human.
Right.
We're equally human.
Equally
but
different.
We're different human.
Right. You agree with that statement?
And the practices and the culture.
Forget the practices and culture for a moment.
Like you said, a man cannot produce a child. If a man was equal to a woman, he would be able to produce a child.
No.
That's not. We already established that. That's not the point at which we determine equality. That's the point at which we determine difference. But we are equally human. A man is not any more human than a woman, and a woman is not any more human than a man. If Corey's heart stops, he has a problem. If my heart stops, I have a problem.
That has nothing to do with equality.
So tell us what... So one is not equal to the other, right? We established that. For argument's sake, I'm going to walk with you. Don't fight, sir. Just walk with me. Is one superior to the other?